This.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mask.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
So I'll probably hate it.
There were people in the organization that did not know about it. I would say the majority of players did not know about it. I would say probably all the coaches didn't know about it. I would say these things, again, as they're going through the appeal process, are usually very, very private. And I think there were certain people in the Boston area that knew, and Field Yates obviously was one of them. He is going through the appeal process. He is fighting to have this overturned. We'll see whether or not he succeeds. But right now, obviously, this is a bit of adversity for Julian Edelman and the New England Patriots to have to overcome a year after he missed the season due to the preseason torn ACL that he suffered in Detroit against the Lions.
Again, Schefter with the news. Field Yates of ESPN. Felger Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. FM dial in Boston. Simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime on the app. 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You said earlier, Maz, that you don't think it's a big impact on the team and not your real... You're not... You know, that part of the story do you think is... That part of the story you think is...
Less relevant to me.
Why? So you start out against Houston, Jacksonville. Two good teams.
Yep.
Okay. Detroit and Miami, two home, two road. I think Houston and Miami are at home. Whatever. Either way, Houston, Jacksonville, Detroit, Miami. Here's your receiving core right now. Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, Jordan Matthews, Kenny Britt, who's already hurt, Cordell Patterson, Malcolm Mitchell, hasn't gotten out on the field, Riley McCarron, whoever that is, Cody Hollister, Braxton Berrios, the seventh-round pick, slot guy out of Miami, and Matthew Slater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't concern you about maybe that leads to a loss early on, and as we all know.
You started with Hogan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you mention Gronkowski?
No, he's not on the receiver list. He's on the tight end list.
Okay, but he's a pass catcher.
Okay.
James White?
Yep.
Okay. Do they have enough to win?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why. Like, I look at, listen, I'm not telling you Edelman's a zero. Of course, they won, you know, they get to the Super Bowl last year without him. So they should be able to win the games or win enough. And listen, I'm not telling you it's a zero impact. I'm just telling you, that's a lesser part of the story for me. They'll get him back. He'll be back in week five. He'll be back at the end. So, sure, will they miss him in the four games? Yeah, could they go 3-1 or 2-2? Sure, absolutely.
And he'll be back juiced.
Oh, sure.
On some gas.
You would think.
Well, if the suspension holds up, he failed the test. So that stuff doesn't just wear off. He'll be in good shape.
Right. Although a lot of guys who come back are never the same players.
Well, this is true.
So, like, now, I mean, I was eager to see what he looked like post-injury anyway.
He looked amazing.
Now I'm really eager to see what he's going to look like. Let's see how the whole thing shakes out. But again, if you tell me, oh my God, they're going to lose Edelman for the first four games. They lost Brady for the first four. They won the Super Bowl.
So what's the most relevant part of the story to you?
To me, there were a couple things. One is how Edelman looks. What kind of player is he going to be now? That's a big one. And the Guerrero aspect to it. I don't know how you can ignore the Guerrero element in this thing. I mean, inevitably, most of the guys who get caught end up getting caught because their trainers are dirty, or they did something stupid, which in the case of Rodney Harrison was to buy his HGH on the internet and use his real name, right? Like, I was just reading up on it again. So, like, there's some sort of slip-up. And, you know, to me, sooner or later, someone does something stupid and they get popped. Like, I just think that, now look, a lot of guys, you made a good point earlier. A lot of guys play their whole careers and play long periods of time and never get caught.
I think over 90% of the guys in that league are doing something and they don't get caught. Their whole career. So
you have to survive.
Yes, and I'm not demeaning them for it. Again, I think you've got to do it. I think it's the price of poker in that league.
To me, there's no moral issue here.
None. I don't get on them for being a PED guy. You need it. You have to do it to survive in that league, especially at your stature. And just, okay, so like that's not the story. What I get on guys for is not passing your tests. And so when you say Guerrero, what specifically about Guerrero do you find relevant and concerning?
Well, his history, his link to the other players on the team, all of it, especially given the relationship between Brady and Belichick now. Guerrero is the guy that Edelman goes to. So is he involved in this? I mean, it's hard to think no if you have a trainer that is that players are that loyal to, as Edelman is, as Brady is, as Gronk is, and wonder if he's the only guy that's doing something shady and somehow got screwed up. So, again, if you're Bill Belichick right now and you're looking at this thing and you are having some sort of internal discussion or meeting, isn't one of the first questions you ask, can we get Alex Guerrero in here to talk to him to find out exactly what the hell's going on if he knew about this? Can we get him in here? Can someone find that out? Get him in here. We need to know. We have to find out, because if he is, who else is doing it? Is Brady doing it? Is Gronk? Like, what other guys? Hightower, Murray brought up. Aren't there something like 30 players on the roster that go see this guy?
A bunch.
I mean, that's scary. If you're the Patriots, that is scary. How many guys are you going
to
lose?
He's the first one of these guys to get popped for this. So it immediately brings into question his methods and the TB12 methods.
So, I mean, I just think that's fair. When these players go out of their way to tell you how closely intertwined they are with Guerrero and what a big role he plays in their nutrition, their supplements, how they train, what they put into their body. It's all the TB12 method. It's all Alex Guerrero. I mean, they tell us. The reason I know that is because they're telling me. So then they fail a test because something's in their body. Well, how do you not go to the guy that is their chief consultant and architect of what they put in their body? So I'm just stunned that I thought they were all dialed in and these guys don't fail tests. The Guerrero guys don't fail tests. And so I'm just stunned that one has. Stunned. And the bigger implications are, I'm not afraid of 30, 40 guys getting busted because the league does not want to do that. They do not want to suspend half it. It's the last thing the league wants is to let everybody know that everybody's doing it. They want to pick one or two a year to show you that, yeah, we're tough on steroids, but they want everyone to do a little bit of it at least and not get caught. So they're not going to ring up half the team. But, however, just in this internal thing, if Brady wants Guerrero back in the fold, and it's a big thing for Brady, and again, a big Chris Gasper front page Boston Globe column today, Bill, let Guerrero back in. You'll get Brady back. You want to end this the internal strife? Let Brady have Guerrero back. Back on the sideline, back on the plane, back in the locker room, back with his own office right next to the locker room. If that's what solves this thing, how does Bill do it now that Guerrero had a prominent guy just pop for PEDs? Does that make it harder for them to bring Guerrero back into the fold?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make it harder. It makes it impossible is what it makes. It makes it impossible. And I was operating under the belief that there was no way Belichick was going to let him in anyway. Like, no way. I just think you undermine your medical staff. There's a whole issue there that Belichick cannot open the lid on again. Can't do it. Now with this? I thought there was zero before. There's less than zero now. Less. No way this guy gets back in there with the privileges he had before. No chance.
Okay, so on Guerrero, that was my first thought. It was Guerrero, too. It's the first Guerrero guy to get popped. It's the first. And it got to the point where, you know, I've been suspicious of Guerrero forever. For the first time I read about Field Greens and him being rung up by the FTC, sanctioned by the federal government for claiming he could cure diabetes, heart disease, and cancer with one pill. He was told to stop and cut it out with false claims. And then he comes back years later with Brady as an endorser with a concussion water. And now the government has to come back in and actually sanction him and fine him. And, you know, when it didn't take much to uncover that. As soon as that came up, I'm like, uh-oh, you know. Just you hope this is not your Greg Anderson, your Kirk Radomski, Victor Conte, that, you know, this is not that guy. And so that was now years and years and years ago. And since then, Alex has taken on more and more and more clients and nothing's happened. So, like, I got to the point where, like, okay, it's all good. They're passing all their tests. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. This guy's fine. Or, you know, the only thing I care about is these guys passing their tests. And now one doesn't pass one. Stuns me. And it also, so I do go back and wonder now about, you just got to be careful with some of these guys. That's all.
Oh, for sure. Again, if you're, and on some level, I wonder if Belichick is not looking at this whole thing laughing his ass off. Like, he doesn't want to lose Edelman. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm not saying that. But given his little spitting match with Brady over Guerrero and the trainers and the locker room access, all of that, given all of that, Belichick can now look at it and say, see, now you really want me to let him back in now? Really? You think I can do that? Can't do it. Sorry.
The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Your confidence is built through your preparation, your fundamentals. You know, we've been working really hard at those things. You know, it's one of those things where each step you take, you know, you're prepared for that step. So, you know, that's how I feel.
That's Julian Edelman last week coming off the practice field. Promised your reaction. Here it is. Longest order of weight, Dominic in Southbridge. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hi. One thing that I always loved about the Patriots is that work that they put in off the season. Brady and McDaniel, whoever, turn an average receiver, the dependable guys, into just an efficient offense that just scores. But this receiving core and the lack of work they put in is terrifying. He's going to look, he's going to get under center after doing none of this work in the offseason. He's going to look across the field and see nobody. He's going to look on the sideline and see nobody he trusts. And what is he going to do with that ball? It's going to be, it's terrifying.
So that's,
I'm really worried about the offense.
It's, you have a right to be more concerned. Your portrayal there is a little dramatic. I would just say stick around next week, Tom. They have another passing camp next week. It's voluntary. You don't have to be here. But now you're without Edelman. You're working in all these new guys. Why don't you stick around? Why don't you stick around and put in some more work with these guys? It would be best for the team.
So that's what he should do. I mean, that's what he should have been doing up to now. I'd still be surprised if he doesn't.
I'm not worried about the offense at all. Now, you can question the Danny Amendola move at this point, but nobody really saw this coming, and it's only four games. They got to the Super Bowl without him last year. One of these other guys will end up popping. Well, Riley McCarron or Berry or someone else. You watch.
Oof, okay. You're more confident in that than I am. Brian in Pennsylvania. Yes, Brian.
Hey, first of all, let me preface what I'm about to say by, I think HGH should be legal for all of them. It's ridiculous.
Agreed.
First of all, Julian Edelman has already shown that he's on his own program. He does his own thing with the Tom versus Time thing where they were busting his stones about benching. That's one. Two, I don't know if you're aware, but in the United States of America, it's illegal to claim that anything other than a pharmaceutical can cure or treat a disease. So the FTC thing about Guerrero is a little suspect.
What do you mean, suspect? How?
Well, they hit him for, because it's illegal to claim that this Ultimate Greens or, say, Coral can cure cancer, can cure... It's illegal in the United States. It has to be a pharmaceutical that treats it.
So what's your point?
My point is the FTC is just saying you can't say that. We're going to hammer you. We're going to fine you. It has nothing to do with the results.
So you're on Supreme Greens? You think that will prevent cancer in you?
Oh, I didn't say that.
So you think you're just sort of bringing that up to a technicality. Do you think Supreme Greens really can cure heart disease, diabetes, and cancer?
Well, I think if you use...
If your answer is not no, then I don't know why I'm talking to you. You think there's a single pill that can cure heart disease, diabetes, and cancer? Does anyone think that?
No.
Yeah, magic beans.
Here's Greg in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Go ahead, Greg.
That guy stole a little bit of my thunder. But in Tom versus Time, it's clear that Edelman is not fully on the TB12 method when he shows up jacked like Rambo and they're all busting his chops. So I think it's clear that, you know, he's doing something on the side beyond TB12.
Ah, I see.
And I also think Bill doesn't gain a ton of leverage here. You know, he looks a little better, but I think Gronk really gains the leverage here because he became the only pass catcher that Brady has familiarity with who's done a thing.
So Gronkowski's now going to get the ball more? Like, he need to worry about his touches?
I don't get the logic with a lot of these people.
Okay.
I don't get. I'm having a hard time following these calls.
Well, no, I mean, the first point each one made is obvious. Patriots fans are trying to distance Guerrero from Edelman. Because if Guerrero's really involved with Edelman, then it looks bad for Brady, it looks bad for Gronkowski, it looks bad for the whole thing, because so many guys train with Alex Guerrero, so...
Yeah, I have a hard time following that, because I think it's naive.
Well, they're not... No, I follow it perfectly. They're trying to spin a narrative that tells you that Edelman wasn't really on the Alex Guerrero program. He wasn't on
Edelman
the Alex Guerrero
rogue.
Program. Yeah,
yeah, no. Right. He was outside the TB12 method.
And it proves it. We played you the sound earlier of their workout in Montana, that Edelman actually wants to lift weights. So he's actually not with Guerrero. Even though, you know, I mean, never mind, he just posted a rubdown from Guerrero just a couple weeks ago where he called him Mr. Miyagi and said that he's TB12ing and that pliability is more important than ability. I mean, forget that. But if you go back to the Tom V. Time thing from last summer, Edelman did make a point about how he wants to lift some weights. So he couldn't, he's no longer on the Guerrero program.
No, no, I know that. Like I said, I mean, I just think it's so naive they have a hard time believing you could actually think that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, here, let me continue. Eddie in Framingham. Go ahead, Eddie.
All right. Guerrero has been with the team all the way back from Willie McGinnis. He started with Willie McGinnis.
That's right.
So you figure that's 15 years.
That's right.
In that 15 years, not one of his guys has ever been popped. Now, Julian Edelman, obviously he was out all last year for his ACL. If you remember, 2 years ago, he also hurt his knee. I believe it was in the playoffs. But then he came back and then had a decent year, but he struggled because of his knee problem. Now he tore his ACL the beginning of last year, so he knows he's going to have a hard time coming back from him. So how is it hard to believe that he went out on his own and got some PEDs to help him out with his knee problem to get him further ahead than he really is?
It is possible.
So, but why do you keep bringing Guerrero into it?
Because that's the other possibility. Let me ask you, Eddie, is it possible that Alex Guerrero has these guys on a program that would lead them to fail a test? Is that possible? You can't have a normal conversation. I just said it's possible he went off the reservation and got his PED somewhere else.
Believe it's possible. No.
So you think
absolutely not.
That it is impossible that Alex Guerrero has a regimen with these guys that would lead them to fail a test.
Yes.
Okay, it's impossible. All right. There's only one possibility, and that is that he got it somewhere else.
Yeah, see, you need to follow your own rule here. Don't engage the callers. Don't engage the callers, because, again, this is what I'm talking about. It's impossible to think that there's something going on with the trainer when history has shown us in sports that it almost always involves a trainer.
Guys, you're fans. I get it. I don't begrudge it. I honestly don't, and I don't mock you for it, and this one hits close to the bone, and it's a bad one, sort of a hurtful one. So, like, I totally get it. And if it makes you feel better to say that it's impossible that Edelman was doing something through Guerrero that would lead him to fail a test, but entirely possible he get it from then that's just being a fan, and that's great. That's fine. We can't do a show like that. That's just impossible. I have to talk to adults on an adult level where there's logic and possibilities on all different sides. All different sides. Paul in Avon. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, yeah. You know, it's kind of in Murray's realm, you know. I just had 22 years in the Navy. I've been back into Boston now about 2 months, you know. And you don't realize, you know, I've been in a lot of cities, a lot of different countries, you know.
Paul, yeah,
and everybody's just so off to sports. But when you come to Boston, you know, every one of these teams are winners, you know.
And everything's a big deal, Paul. I have to cut you off. I can't wait for you. And everything's a big deal. So I don't know where you're going with that, but this is the most important team in town, in the most important league in the world, and one of the most prominent players on that team who's just been popped for PEDs, failing a steroid test. His trainer is the same guy that trains half the team and probably the most recognizable and famous athlete in the entire world in Tom Brady. That is a story that will be discussed here ad nauseum. So if you can't handle it, I can't help you.
They might be the most important team in America when you get right down to it. I mean, you know.
Here's Aaron in New Hampshire. Hi, Aaron. Aaron in New Hampshire says, did Bill know?
Mm-hmm.
Did he know he was using steroids, or did he know that the failed test was coming down? He had to have known the failed test was coming
down. That's what this goes.
Well, yeah, because he was the one that made the phone call.
Well, okay, let's not get silly.
So this goes back to the Schefter report, where he says the majority of teammates did not know. Majority. So some did. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Edelman told some teammates, and he said all of the coaches did not know. I don't believe that. You're telling me Bill Belichick didn't know, wasn't informed?
Did he say all of the coaches didn't
know? I thought he said all of the coaches.
There were people in the organization that did not know about it. I would say the majority of players did not know about it. I would say probably all the coaches didn't know about it.
Probably all the coaches didn't know.
Yes, he said all the coaches. And I have a hard time believing that Bill Belichick did not know.
Me too. Because I think Schefter would have told him.
So when he says people in the organization, he's probably talking about the Crafts. So maybe he had some connection with the Crafts, and he said, we knew nothing about this. But there's no way that his best receiver, or his, you know, most used receiver, is facing a four-game suspension, and Bill Belichick didn't know about it. Zero chance of that.
Well, I'd be surprised, certainly. Because I think, if nothing else, Schefter said he's been working on this for a couple weeks. Like, I think Schefter and Bill have such a relationship where Schefter would share that with Bill. Like, never mind Bill finding out through the league, which maybe he's not even allowed to, or finding out through the player sources, which he's probably not even allowed to. But just if reporters knew, and Schefter implied that, you know, Field Yates knew. Field Yates is best buddies with Bill's kid. Didn't they go to school together or something?
Something like
that. So, like, the reporters knew. Beadle knew. Like, Beadle's talking today like he knew yesterday. So if reporters have known, you're telling me someone's not sharing that with Bill?
Bill knew.
Come on.
Of course Bill knew. Again, like, but what
the... Okay, so fine, he knew. Like, what is, like, what's the diff? Who cares?
No, I'm like, just saying that I don't believe that part of the report. That's all.
Yeah.
Bill had to know that Edelman's facing a four-game suspension. There's no way he didn't know that. Somehow, some way. Either, again, first of all, the league's going to suspend one of his players and not tell the coach? What? No way. Of course the coach is going to know. And then beyond that, as you said, if Schefter's hearing about it, what's one of the first calls he makes to Bill or to someone connected to Bill that he speaks with and says, hey, we're hearing this. Is there any truth to it? He knew. He had to know.
Again, Bombshell in Foxborough today. The latest with Murray, then back with your reaction.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5,
the Sports Hub. Every afternoon, Felger and Maz bring you the science of sports.
Stupid me.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What we try to incorporate here are fast twitch movements, okay? So going and lifting a bunch of heavy weights isn't really going to do anything for us.
It's a little different, though, when you need to imply strength.
Imply?
I do all the things that you guys do. I just incorporate lifting weights because I have to stay strong. Because I have to.
That makes no sense.
Let's keep it real. The only reason why you tried to get jacked up so you knew you were going to be naked on a magazine. So don't be fooling us.
Well, we're done with that. That's
yeah,
not half.
No.
Let's go.
We were just educating Julian on fast twitch muscles and how he is neglecting to understand the core principles of what we're trying to do to maintain our longevity as we further our playing career. But if Julian just wants to play another couple years, that's Julian's decision, okay?
So that's the scene we were talking about in Tom v. Time. We played that earlier. So if it makes you feel better that Edelman was not on the Brady program, there's something you can play for yourself. Play over and over. You see, Edelman wanted to lift weights. No one else wanted to lift weights, so he's not on the Alex program. You can ignore the Instagram post from last month where Edelman's getting a rubdown from Guerrero and he calls him Mr. Miyagi and says he's TB12ing, and that pliability is better than ability, and pretty much mocking Belichick's slogan to the team about durability being better than ability. So, yeah, you can read it however you want, however it makes you feel better.
I mean, just quickly, was Ninkovich a TB12 guy?
No, I've been Googling it. I haven't seen it. Not that I know of. Okay. And again, not in my own recollection, but I've been Googling Ninkovich and Guerrero to see if there's anything written about Ninkovich being linked to Guerrero or having been training with Guerrero or anything like that. So maybe someone with a better Google machine can look that up for me, too.
Or somebody with the knowledge can text me.
Or that, yeah. Is there any linkage in the past with that? As far as I know, this is the first Guerrero guy to go down. This is the first time, which makes it so stunning. I didn't think his guys were ever going to go down. Matthew in Framingham. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, so Schefter said probably all coaches knew.
He did. That's right.
That's probable deniability.
That's right.
And to the caller, Paul, coming back from the Navy, welcome home, shipmate. I'll catch you up to speed. there's an ongoing mutiny of what we call Palace Q. All right? And it has been successful to this point until now. Julian has put a red mark on TB12, Brady, and Guerrero. And whether it was part of their program or not, all that matters is what the public thinks. And it doesn't look good for them. They might have had nothing to do with it. Maybe they didn't give him the PEDs. But guess what? This is good for Belichick and bad for the Palace Q movement.
This gives Belichick some yank internally in terms of if Brady wants Guerrero back, And that's a big thing that's going to, you know, sort of bridge the gap and whatnot. And Bill's holding firm on Guerrero. This is ammo for Bill in terms of that little dispute where Bill can say to the guys, Tom, I can't have him on the plane. His client just got rung up for PEDs. That's a red flag. We can't do that. And I can't bring him back into the locker room because he's now with this thing with Edelman. Like, that's something for Bill there. That's some
ammo.
Sure.
I mean, that's how I feel, too. I just wonder, is there a way that they can spin that back on Bill? Like, this is all I'm asking. Can Brady look at him and go, we didn't give it to him? In fact, what it was is he's trying to get back on the field faster because he wants to be able to appease you. Like, you know, I'm asking that. I'm not telling you I believe that.
No, but that is possible. That's possible that, you know, Edelman said, Alex, whatever we're doing, I need a little more gas, man. I just do. So I'm going to go do this on my own. Like, of course that's possible. I just thought they had a relationship where Alex, I mean, the best trainer would tell me, you tell me everything that you're taking. And we'll get you to pass the test. We'll you know, I will manage your recovery. You do what you feel you have to do, but let me know. So we all know what we're doing. We're all on the same page.
Sure.
It's all mapped, scheduled. I know what you're putting in. I know what we're taking out. I know what we're doing. Like, that's how that was my assumption with these guys.
Right. You got to keep me clued in because I got to be on top of it.
So, I mean, who knows which way it's coming from, but I don't know how you don't go back to the trainer when all these things go back to the trainer. Just in terms of just how closely aligned the players align themselves with him and how much they tell you that Mr. Miyagi, I mean, call him Mr. Miyagi. Like, what do you think? It's his guru. I mean, it's almost cult-like with these guys. We've seen it with Brady. It's almost cultish.
I mean, again, Belichick's got to be doing cartwheels over this. He's got to be doing cartwheels.
Mike and Wilburn, what's your take?
First of all, I'd be shocked if Guerrero has anything to do with it just because Mike, he's selling people $45 nuts. Okay, he doesn't need to have the PEDs come and ruin the goose that laid the golden egg. Like the people are already buying into all the TB12 stuff. It's bought and sold. It's paid for. Like, having a PED bust would ruin everything that he's done to this point. Me, I look at this as,
hey, Mike, just quickly, would you have said the same thing about Greg LeMond?
Greg LeMond.
No. You mean, the other cyclist. What's his freaking name?
Lance Armstrong.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. Cycling was so dirty. Everybody was doing it.
And the NFL's not?
I think the NFL doesn't police the players like the cyclists did. Do you agree with that?
I think that's both. They're both sports are filthy.
Come on, Mike. Come on. They tried to catch him for years.
The point is, they both had a lot to lose.
Exactly, Mike. That's the point. Is Lance Armstrong had a ton to lose, and he lost it.
And Lance Armstrong couldn't have competed if he didn't cheat. They didn't.
Neither could this guy.
Same with the NFL players, Mike.
Okay. Well. All right, Mike. You think everybody's dirty? You know what? Basically, I do too. But this. For me, what sticks out here, the timing. A week after Peyton gets in the news, we'll just drop this little niblet about Edelman being on PEDs. The appeal isn't even done yet. So, and I know for a fact that they waited on the Ingram one for the news to drop for the appeal. Just another somebody at the league office just dropping a little dime on the Patriots. Helping out Manning, even though he was using his wife as a drug mule, it's proven. The lawyers came out and admitted to it. So, just another little tidbit for everybody that thinks the NFL front office is on the up and up.
So, to keep the news off of Manning, I don't even know the news that he's talking about.
So, there was a report last week.
How dare you?
Yeah, that there was actual documentation of Manning doctors saying that he had been taking HGH.
It was based from that Al Jazeera report from a couple of years ago.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, that he admitted to his doctors, yes. Right? Or something like that?
Correct. Yeah.
I don't know. I blew it off because, of course, Peyton Manning was doing it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And the guy hasn't played in the league for 2 years. What do you do? Do you want a posthumous suspension? What the hell do you want?
No, but he's saying the league is protecting Manning's reputation by dropping this.
Because he's the Alex Jones of sports radio callers. I love Mike. I really do. I consider him a friend. But, my God, this is a false flag suspension.
He would have a better case if it happened the day of or the day after. The Manning thing was a week or two ago, and no one's talking about it. Like, you don't need to protect Manning from this. It's... No one cares.
No, listen, I don't think there's a link. And again, to me, the point that should be amplified to Mike, the caller, is that You think Julian Edelman could have played in that, can play in that league without something else?
Of course.
He's 5'10". He was a seventh-round pick.
And he's 32 years old.
If you think it's an anti-Patriots conspiracy, though, I don't believe this is the case, because I don't think they want to catch anyone. I've told you a million times, I think the league tacitly allows a little bit of PED use to a certain level, and they want you on that gas. They know you got to be on that gas. You can't survive if you're not on that gas. And they let you go 65 into 55. But as soon as you start going 80, okay, fine, we got to catch you. But would you please just slow it down? Because we don't want to catch you. We don't want to bust you. We don't want to expose the amount of guys that are on steroids in this league. That's not good for us. We know you have to be on them. We've got to pretend that we're policing a little bit, but that's the extent of it. So they don't want to bust Julian Edelman. They don't want to bust more players. They don't want to. So I don't think that's a Patriots thing or a Manning thing or at all. They don't want the public to know how many guys are on PEDs. They don't want. Yeah, they just don't want that. Long commercial-free segment is next.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, anytime you get to go out and see the fellas, I mean, and play with them and talk with them and be in a huddle and look at guys and do participate in drills, I mean, that's what you play the game for ultimately. You know, it was tough to watch it all on the sideline last year, and to come out here and just to do little things, strap on the helmet, you know, puts in perspective how lucky you are to get to play the game.
It's Edelman coming off the practice field last week, again facing a 4-game suspension for PED violation in the NFL. It's appealing it. Some of these appeals do win. Richard Sherman won his PED appeal several years ago. The Patriots had a player who failed a street drug test, a marijuana test, I believe, Alan Branch. He won his appeal. So it does happen. It does happen. So we'll see if Edelman can warm out of it. But as it stands right now, he'll miss the first 4 games of the year. It was interesting, this news broke within minutes after Tom Brady finishing a media session at Gillette. So Tom Brady did stop and speak today, which I think was important. I think that was good that he did. He didn't say squat. And was real, you know, came off very, very plastic and, you know, just, we'll play some of it here. But I think just him stopping and talking was, at the bare minimum, a good thing to do for the team. Because the less he talks, the more the speculation just goes. And, you know, any voice he puts to it quiets the noise just a little bit. I think the team could use it. So, especially now, because now you got a whole nother log on the fire with the Edelman thing. But anyway, Brady did stop and talk today, so we'll play some of that here. All right, so it's going to be Mike Giardi of NBC Sports Boston asking a very relevant question, I think, about, you know, Brady has talked so often in the past about these off-season programs and doing work in the off-season, how it lays the foundation, and it's just so important to his regimen, and to the fact that, and to the point where Tom Brady, in the last 4 years, has not missed a single off-season practice, made them all. And then this year, he made none. Until it was mandatory. So Giardi asked him about why the change.
Tom, you, in previous years, every year, OTAs, the importance of OTAs.
Yeah.
What changed this year versus all those other years where you said this is the where you lay the foundation in those 6-7 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously important for everybody, and you know our coaches do a great job getting us ready, and you know just some personal reasons for me that you know, but I'm here now and focus on what I need to do, as I always am. And like I said, I'm looking forward to this year.
Okay, so you're smirking already.
Because just, it's important for everybody. Just some personal reasons for me. And then, like, he won't go near it. He won't go near it to actually, you know, yep, I'm being inconsistent. I am. I'm not doing now what I did years ago. Like, he can't even bring himself to say it. But anyway, go ahead.
His relationship with Bill Belichick. C.
Things that's going on with your coach during this offseason and during the season last year?
Not at all. I mean, no.
What's our relationship like with Bill?
It's great, and we've always had a great relationship. So, you know, I've been here for a long time, and, you know, I love this team, I love this organization, and, you know, I love playing quarterback for him, and you know, I loved it last year, and, you know, I'm having a lot of fun now, so that's obviously what's most important to me.
Always had a great relationship with Bill, loved playing with him last year, loves playing for him now, and he's having fun, and that's the most important thing. So, again, that fun, you know, theme keeps coming up. Which is, you know, him and Gronkowski, and so, like, they're still pounding this fun thing, which bugs me, I got to tell you. Like, now all of a sudden we got to have fun? What happened to grinding it out? Like, that would bug me. But your reaction to that comment?
I don't think he's telling the truth. I don't. I think that one is purely PR. And again, look, I get the benefit of that. I do.
So what do you expect him to say? In a perfect world, what do you want to hear there?
I just expect him to be human.
Good luck. He hasn't been one for like 5 years, 5 or 6 years.
Exactly.
It's not going to change now.
Exactly. And it's bugging the crap out of me now. It's bugging the crap out of me. And then, so if you can choose to have them be named the New England Bradys, I can be pissed at them now, Murray. That's the way it works. I just find them to be fake. I found him to be totally, completely, 100% fake. I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth in these press conferences anymore. Zero. Not that I ever did before, but now especially, zip.
So I don't have an issue with him being fake if it's helping the team, because that's his ultimate job, is to ignore the noise, quiet the noise, whatever's been going on this offseason. Is there anything he can do to sort of just lessen it? And by speaking and by at least saying the right thing, it lessens it at least a little. At least there's a quote out there that says, I loved playing for him. I loved playing for him now. We've always had a good relationship. So just say the right thing. That's okay.
You know how he can lessen the noise? Show up.
Well, that I would agree with. And we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, he has not shown up. More time with the family. D.
Tom, how was your offseason with your mom as far as getting ready? Is it any different this year? You obviously spent a little more time with your family. But
yeah.
Where are you at as far as, you know, at your age, going out here again for another season?
Yeah. It's good, you know. I always try to figure out different things I need to do in off season to prepare myself and be the best I can be. I mean, I obviously evaluate last season and things I can do better. And I don't think this off season was any different for me. I thought about the things I need to do and focus on those things so I can be the best I could be once training camp comes.
Okay, so that one, like, I'm sure he's doing what's best for him. Like, that makes sense. I know he's going to be ready to go and he's in shape and all that. But he can't possibly believe, nor does he, that he's put the team in the best position. There's a bunch of new receivers down there who are now more important than ever because their best receiver is going to be suspended for 4 games, who just met Brady for the first time this week, where in the past Brady would have been there for 2 months, working with him every day. So has he put the team in the best position?
No, not his problem anymore. No, that's how he acts. I mean, that's how he's acting. Not my problem anymore. He doesn't show up for OTAs. Not my problem. I'm there when I have to be. I'm doing my thing. I'm getting myself ready. That's how he's acting. This is the part of it that bugs me. It's like it doesn't work that way. He's leveraging them with his talent. And I hate when any star player does that. I don't like it when LeBron does it. Why would I like it when Brady does it?
How about his contract?
How do you feel about your contract? I know some people have mentioned that, but as a reason you stayed away. Is that a factor in your mind?
Yeah, I've never talked about my contract. You know, I've never, you know, brought up money, I think, you know, for a lot of reasons that I've said over the years. So those things are very personal.
Okay, so that's personal. The way Gronkowski answered it the other day to me was as good as you can do it, which is, yeah, of course I want a new contract. Who wouldn't? Are you trying to get your contract done? Yeah, I'm trying. You want it done before the season? Yeah, who wouldn't? It's just like it's you can still be a human being and still stay within the boundaries there at Gillette, right?
Totally.
Like they don't want you to come out and demanding contracts and, you know, pay me and like I get that. You don't have to do that. But can you just be a human being? Yeah, who wouldn't want they want to pay me more? Yeah, who wouldn't want that? Wouldn't you?
See, but his gripe on that one has to be with ownership, doesn't it? I mean, hasn't Robert done his last however many contracts?
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't think he's got a complaint with Bill on that one.
So here's my big complaint. Again, now Edelman going to be out for a month, presumably. You got a bunch of new receivers down there. It'd be nice to get some off-season work with these guys, to really start putting in some more work with them, because this is going to be a challenge to start the year now without Edelman. And without Amendola, who's gone. And new season. So next week, there's a passing camp. There's another one. There's another set of OTAs that is not mandatory. It's back to being voluntary. Is Brady going to skip back out of town, or are you going to stick around, Tommy?
Your off-season program ends next week. Are you going to be out here with the teammates for those practices?
We're not even through today yet. So, I mean, we've had a good 3 days, and we're working on the things we need to work on. And that's what I always focus on.
Okay, it feels like no. Feels like he's gone.
I mean, honestly, at this stage, I'd be surprised if he showed. Murray, do you want him at passing camp next week?
No, I still want the cue to happen, so no, I don't want him there.
Just curious.
It'd be nice. No Edelman now. Who's the slot guy?
I'm a little torn now. With Edelman out, You know, I do kind of want him around to work with some of these new guys.
I don't know if it's just a thought. I don't know. I mean, call me crazy. It might help.
Like, on the one end, all that spite. On the other end, like, I obviously want the team to
you
win.
You still want
too,
them to so, win, right? Yeah. You still want them to be good.
And all these, oh my God, you look at that depth chart at wide receiver right now. Cordarrelle Patterson, Malcolm Mitchell, who's, like, not doing anything. Kenny Britt, Philip Dorsett, Riley McCarron, Braxton Berrios.
Oy vey. Seriously, yeah. I don't know. Maybe put in some work. Just a novel idea. Put in some work with those guys.
It's not his problem. That's not Tom's problem. That there's no receivers. He just comes. He shows up and he's supposed to show up.
So then Tom Brady leaves the field. 10 minutes later, Julian Edelman 4-game suspension for PEDs. That's what happened today at Gillette. What's your reaction to it? He is appealing, so that is not final yet. But that's where it stands. The latest here from Murray in the update. 90 seconds, no commercials. Your reaction right when we come back.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.